Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay, your host for the program and the next 2 hours. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Congratulations, everybody. Welcome to your weekend. It's Friday night here, late Friday night here. Most likely early Saturday, where you're from. Hopefully you're working it out. You're enjoying your TGIF. If you're not, then you should be. Anywho, so what's going on here? Well, yes, One Angry Jew is in the future right now, or should I say Father Demetrius Troll? I don't know. I really don't know. I would love to fulfill the request for the Gregorian chants. I'll see what I can do about that. I got a long show to go here, 2 hours, so who knows? Father. Oh, yeah, we decided in the chat room that we're just going to call him Father Troll. He's Father Demetrius Troll, but we're going to just call him Father Troll. Anywho, I want to thank my early chatters, Heavenly Angel, Iconoclast TX, Angry Jew, Stephanie Morris, Iconoclast TX. Oh, Heavenly Angel has started Heavenly Angel has started a virtual blunt in the chat room. She looks like she's just sparked it up. So, looks like that's going to be passed around. So, So I don't know, Heavenly Angel. I don't know if Heavenly Angel has a webcam. If she did, I would hope she'd call it her weed cam. if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, all right, let's bring this fucker on. Father Troll.
Oh my, is that me? I have to thank you. That was a lovely thing you said tonight.
What was that I said?
On Debbie's show, it was just lovely, the things that you said. I listened to all of it.
Mm-hmm. What did I say exactly? I don't even remember.
Well, that's all right. Never mind. You did get a compliment. Who was that guy, Sean? That wasn't the same guy that hangs out with that blue sky.
Quite honestly,
it was somebody else, right?
Quite honestly, I didn't recognize Sean's voice. No, I don't know where that guy's from.
I didn't either, but he did give a very good compliment. He said that he found our chemistry to be quite appealing.
Yeah, I don't know what his handle is, what he listens under. He's never called into the show. If he listens,
he says he has a show. And then I listened to it. I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, I heard of him. I don't know who he is. See, that's the thing is Debbie has she's got this arsenal of random people in her little LexisNexis Debbie Daly universe, and God knows what characters she's got laying around, and I think this guy's just one of them.
Well, I'm done with her. But I did find it fascinating that she's sitting there talking about me for more than half of her show.
Yeah. Oh, and, easily half of her show.
Right. But she took umbrage. She was upset about the fact that I was listening or in the chat room. She's fucking talking about me. What does she expect?
Right.
That's just stupid. But I figured out, I finally, after all that crying and whatever she was doing, she finally, towards the end, explained it all, and I understood what happened. Mm-hmm. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
She and I had a conversation 2 days ago on Skype, just the two of us, Skype to Skype, and it was a nice conversation, fairly normal conversation. And we were talking about the Skype assholes and some of the other people on Blog Talk Radio. And she had apologized to me. In fact, she took the show down where she apologized to me. I have it, though. But she apologized to me for all that crap that she did a couple days ago. But what she said was that she was talking to me via Skype, I guess yesterday or something like that. And I had changed my name while talking to her. Well, here's the thing. I said something to her in that two-hour conversation. Well, I said a lot of things to her. But one of the things that I said, I heard repeated by one of the Skype assholes to me. Because they've been dogging me around Blog Talk Radio everywhere. And it's kind of funny. But something I said to her, they said back to me.
I dare those Skype assholes to come over here. They wouldn't. Well, they don't have the guts to come on this show.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though, Vince.
They're the Skype pussies, as far as I'm concerned.
She was on block. I blocked her for the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I realized that she was talking to them and telling them stuff, I just blocked her. So I don't know who she was talking to, but she wasn't talking to me. But I think she's so stupid that, and I know this happens because sometimes I've sent messages. You know how on Skype when you send a message to somebody and you think you're talking to somebody else, but you got to click that little I'm on a Mac, and she has the same thing. I don't know if you have a Mac or not, but it's very easy on the Mac version of Skype to not be talking to the or chatting with the person you think you're chatting with. I mean typing.
True. And this is your alibi for what?
No, it's not an alibi. I could give a shit. But did you hear what she said? Because she said the person she was talking to, she says, "You're not that one angry Jew," and they didn't even know who that was. Well, duh. She wasn't talking to me. She's a dumb fuck. I thought she was nice, but you know what? She's not. She's just stupid. Well, I'll say that to her face if she comes in. But she's just stupid. She's just somebody that ought not to be operating computer equipment because she's too stupid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But anyway, so that was the thing. I didn't understand what why she turned until she explained that whole Skype conversation towards the end. But I got to tell you, I do enjoy when she talks about me on her whole show. Then says that she's not taken over and I haven't hijacked the show. I hijacked the show without even being on.
Yeah, you did.
Well, who did it? She did it to herself. That's the beauty of it.
Totally.
Who's Goofy Bone?
Goofy Bone. Oh, you should call on the Goofy Bone show. You should check out Goofy Bone show. His show just ended. He's on every night around this time. I think he goes on at... Oh, I want to say he goes on at 10 p.m. Pacific. Goofy, you can set me straight. But you should check out his show. He's South Bay, just like me.
Was Goofy Bone in the chat room on Debbie's show? Was he listening to that whole thing?
No, I don't think Goofy Bone was there. Goofy Bone knows... okay, Goofy Bone's on 9 to 11 Pacific. Goofy... I think Goofy knows who Debbie Daly is, but I don't think he knows the scenario between you and her. I don't know. Maybe he does. Who knows? It's a small...
Well, you know what she said to me?
BTR is a small community.
You know what she said? I'm noticing that. It's almost like everybody's having sex with each other because some of the people on here are just not right. But what she said to me was funny because a couple days ago, and I'm sure I have it in an MP3 somewhere, she said that she had gone after me days ago or the week last week because she says she finally found somebody that might be smarter than she is. Well, now, after hearing all the crap that she went about tonight, I don't think that's much of a compliment.
Yeah.
I
want to give a big ups to Easy Rider in the chat room. Old school BTR family. Speaking of BTR family, I want to welcome into the fold here a regular guest of ours, none other than VMAC.
What's going on, Vince? What's up, homie?
Oh, nothing I love much. VMAC laughs at me. VMAC, please call me Father Troll.
Oh, VMAC, Father I don't know Troll. If you... Yeah, you just joined us. So Debbie Daly had a show today, and she kicked One Angry Jew out of it, and One Angry Jew... She went off on a little tirade about One Angry Jew, and I called in, and a bunch of other people called in, and she ended up doing like half her show on One Angry Jew, and she referred to him as a troll. She called you a troll, and
she did call me a troll. Yeah,
and I think I have to technically you are a troll.
Well, that's why I want you to call me Father Troll from now on. I think I am.
Yeah. So VMAC, to get you up to speed. He's now going to go by Father Troll.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, he's like the anointed heavenly troll of BTR.
I think that's best, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's nice, man. Sure. Could you say a prayer for me later?
Yes, I will, my son.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
All right. What you got
Don't
going
worry.
On
God will this? God will make you hard. You'll be all right.
Oh yeah.
God will harden you.
Couple 18
I don't need God for that yet. Can God save the hardening? I don't need his help in the apartment just yet. I might have to get back to him in a couple of years.
Well, you will burn in hell already, so don't worry about it. You're already you're already going there, so it makes no difference. It can't get any worse.
Exactly. All right, I want to thank once again our early chatters here in the first hour. We're just getting started here. Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, Heavenly Angel, Iconoclast TX. One Angry Jew and Runaway Slave, a.k.a. Nat.
Okay. What's up, Goofy Bone? That's my homie. What's up, man?
Yeah, Goofy Bone's in the chat room. I cut the tail end of his show. That guy's hilarious.
I'm trying to follow him, but how do
you you should totally follow Goofy Bone.
Well, I'm trying to do that, but I don't know how to do that without
he's
getting
like
kicked
quintessential,
out of the
he's quintessential San Ho. Mm. Like he reminds me a lot of my homies growing up.
Now I do notice that there is a certain thing lacking on your show tonight.
And what was that? What would that be? The female factor?
Hookers.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get there. We'll get there, brother. All in due time. This is your Friday night free ball. Free ball Fridays here on Disorderly Conduct. There's usually a sausage fest. It's fine for the first hour. Then I bring in the ladies in the second hour, and we all get waxed, and we go into overtime and smoke cigars.
What's a sausage fest?
I'm sorry, you don't know what a sausage fest is.
No, I need you to explain it to me. I've spent the last 35 years in a monastery.
Well, Father Troll, a sausage fest is essentially what you could almost classify the monastery or whatever you want to call it as a sausage fest in and of itself. It's just a room full of guys. A party with only guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
prison shower full of men.
They all swim naked in the monastery.
That's bad.
Well, yeah, it's frightening sometimes. You know what frightens me the most about when men swim naked?
What's that?
It's those guys with the inverted penises. I'm sorry, that's a fucking train wreck. I just can't. One, you don't want to look at it, but you just kind of look at it and think, God, could it be any smaller? It's like a turtle. It's like it hides.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's I had to get some counseling on that one.
Yeah, when women tend to don't like they like the average, above average, the ones that's under average, they laugh at. They do their nails while they're in sexual intercourse.
No, you know, I did have a question though. Are you a black man? You might be able to answer it for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I was doing some business down in Washington D.C. And I always used to go to the health clubs that I was a member of, still am. And I was down in the sauna. It was not a co-ed sauna. And there was this black guy, and he had the biggest dick I have ever seen. Now, here's the question. It can't be that much. There can't be enough blood in this guy to get that thing hard. What? How do they do it?
Yeah. Hey, it's all connected to your body, big, small, extra long, extra fat. They're going to work the same way. You watch porn, right?
Constantly. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, well, there you go. And it's the same way. Google Brian Pumper, Wesley Pipes, any of them cats. I mean, body works the same way.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Goofy Bone, you can find hookers and what do they call those, Vince? They're not hookers. The ones that take roses for payment?
Escorts.
Escorts, that's it. You can find that in Backpage.com.
Typically you're looking at about 500 roses for a couple hours.
500 roses?
That's a lot of roses.
Although I found a five month pregnant chick willing to do it for 200.
Wow.
You know what? I would buy her 3 months milk supply and 100 for a day and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Pregnant chick says,
stretch my cream on her belly.
Wait a second. Goofy Bone says he misses Craigslist hookers. I don't know if he's familiar with Backpage.com yet. Then
he's probably looking at it now.
He must know about it now, right? Did you tell him about it?
Well, that's why I just told him.
Oh, you told him about it.
Well, I saw her. I'm looking at the chat room. Let me explain my setup to you, my son. I have a 27-inch iMac that I use mainly for my counseling and whatnot. But on both sides of my iMac, I have two 22-inch screens. So I'm able to have pornography on one screen and your chat room on the other and on things I can't mention on the other screen, but I multitask.
Well, what's your favorite porn girl, Father Troll?
No, I don't have a favorite porn girl, but I do like the little Korean ones. They're good. I can't stand the Japanese, though, because the Japanese, they all seem to make that noise, you know, that that would drive me out of my mind. If I had a list, could you imagine if you were married to some Japanese girl, and every time that you were doing her, she's making that I don't think I could take that. I think I'd have to cheat on her with some white woman or something like that, because I don't know. But do the black women make that noise? Because I never slept with a black woman.
Different
noises. No. Dude.
No, they don't make that.
Bro.
Father.
Yeah. Brother, father, sister, whatever you want. No, dude. Black chicks. At least the few that I messed around with, they know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, they're willing to learn.
Now, how do they know what they're doing?
And they do some shit that white. I never had a white chick ever do to me ever. Any other chick?
Well,
no.
You
I don't know.
Know.
I don't know if it just happened to be this. I'm sure there's white chicks that could do what this chick did to me, but I don't know, man. First of all, I think it takes a lot of creativity, and then it takes a lot of skill.
All right, my son, I want you to pretend you're in the confessional, and I'd like you to tell me what happened.
I don't want to
start out with the bless me, Father, I fucked the black girl.
Yeah, bless me, Father, I fucked the shit out of a black chick. Okay. Have you ever seen, have you been to a club and you've seen the black chicks with the really big booties, with like the really big booties, and they're like shaking it, you know, up in the air and just jiggling it and you know, just going nuts with it?
Yeah, but if they're sweaty, they scare me.
That's a bubble
right.
butt.
But you know, they can like get it up in the air, and they can move it around and control their buns and all that shit. Well, they have this one chick I hooked up with. Basically, imagine regular doggy style, but I didn't. She told me, she's just like, don't move, and I just sat there, and she just fucking just destroyed my cock with her booty. It was amazing. It was just unreal. It was like she was doing one of those dances, like, you know, on up and down on top of it. It was just nuts.
No, it was the.
I didn't have to move. I didn't have to move at all. I just stood there. Right. It was crazy. It was nuts.
Was this said penis penetrating or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah, dude. It was amazing.
Which one?
The conventional way.
All
right. The other way, I'm exit only. And she, that's her policy too, is exit only.
Oh, I see. So no fingers or dog toys.
Negative. Victoria.
All right. Okay. Were you fearing for your life?
No way, man. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. It was amazing. I look back on it with fondness. It's something that has been emblazoned in my brain forever, and I will pleasure myself to it over and over for years to come.
I see. Would you like to hear my story? I have a story.
At the end of the day, what it all comes down to is it is what it is, and that's real talk.
That's real talk. All
and we'll be right back. We're having a little technical difficulties here, folks. Please stand by.
Get crackin'. Zamorza.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. We're here with One Angry Jew is in the chat room, along with Iconoclast TX, Heavenly Angel, Easy Rider, Beneath Everything. Also, want to thank Guest 95 for tuning in. On the phone line, though, we have VMAC and Father Troll. If you have any questions for Father Troll, he is an expert in trolling around places, I imagine. And he's been so kind and gracious as to join us here trolling on my show.
Well, it's I am appreciated here. It's my home away from home.
Yeah, we're kind of a motley crew here at Disorderly Conduct, this program. I really don't I really don't care who calls in, as long as they just call in and hang out and contribute to the overall atmosphere of the program.
I'd like to offer a prayer if I could.
Oh, by all means, Father, please take it away.
All right, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for idiots like Debbie Daly who misunderstand on a daily basis everything in life and talk about us on her show. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, very
nice. Sorry, what was that?
Now, that was me last night with the soundboards. It's I haven't figured out how to get my voice and the anything I play on the computer at the same time, but I will figure that out.
Oh yes, he will master it. You watch.
You did hear all that stuff last night, right?
Yeah, of course.
See, I couldn't hear it. I knew it was playing, but I couldn't. I had no feedback. I had nothing to tell me it was going through.
I couldn't tell whether it was playing really loud on your computer next to your microphone or your headset or whatever,
no,
or
it was,
if it was playing through the computer itself.
Through the computer itself.
Oh, okay.
It was not coming through the microphone. Well, the problem with that is I'm on Skype, and Skype is smart enough to know it if it's coming out of the speaker to not transmit it.
Yeah, you basically have to. The way I would do it, I would have an external mixer for your show, for your mic and your music and stuff, and not even have to worry about the BTR mixing console, and just use the BTR thing for the switchboard, so you can
right.
Bring callers on.
Right.
That's what Ronnie used to do. Ronnie used to just play songs off his iPad or iPod or whatever.
Well, I'm on a Macintosh, so if you have a Windows PC and Skype, it's very easily done apparently, but it's a little bit more involved on the Mac. As I said, I was able to play the sounds through the Mac over Skype, but I'm not able to talk over that sound that I'm making. So
really, that's interesting.
I'll figure it out. I did notice.
Yeah, Ronnie says he ran all his sound through Skype on a Mac,
including his voice.
Yeah, all sound through Skype.
Using what?
Using his Mac.
Right, but what software?
Probably, I don't know, probably something free off the internet, knowing Ronnie. I don't know, let's see what he says.
I need to find out how to hack into wireless service so I can get a wireless connection.
Right.
Well, maybe we can get him to call in and explain it. Audio Hijack Pro. Oh, you know that word hijack appeals to me.
Yeah, that's right up your alley, bro. I think that's the program for you.
I think so too. Yeah, I have a good feeling about this.
Yeah, it's all coming together now.
Right, and I get good feelings every once in a while.
Yeah, Ronnie's a great resource. If you want to do anything on the internet like podcasting, streaming, whatever, Ronnie's a great resource. He's tried it. And Ronnie is the ultra DIY low-budge broadcaster, so if you want to do it on a zero budget, he would also be the guy to talk to.
Well, Iconoclast says, ooh, it's free.
It's totally free.
Oh, I like that. Audio?
I guarantee you anything that Ronnie uses.
Pro.
I guarantee you Ronnie puts absolutely $0 into his production.
I see. Well, it's kind of close to me.
He actually, I don't know if you follow the group on Facebook, but he had an epic. I hate to do all this promo for Ronnie. Actually, Ronnie, your show's coming up tomorrow. Dude, you should call in and promote your pimp your show, bro. and talk some shit to Father Troll.
Well, everybody should. Oh, wait a minute. I think I've seen this thing. It's not free, though. I saw this program. It's made by a company called Rogue Amoeba. And I think I have it. I downloaded it, but it's not free. Let me see if I've got it. Audio Hijack Pro. I think I've already grabbed it. Yeah, I have it. I downloaded it yesterday. But how is it free?
I don't know. We need Ronnie to call in and explain that. And then he can also promo his show as well if he wants to.
All right. And can we get somebody to call Debbie Daly and tell her that I'm talking shit about her here?
Why don't you Skype her? I'm sure she's on Skype.
I've already blocked her. I removed
her. Well, why don't you unblock her and then...
I can't. I removed her.
Well, you can add her back.
Well, she's not going to take a Skype call from me. She'll probably call the cops. She's a whack job. Oh, Mac update. Yeah, I'm aware of Mac update. I buy a lot of stuff off of that. It's $32. How much is it on... the Audio Hijack Pro site. Let's see. Very nice.
Your girl Callie wants a green screen. Your girl Callie, can get green screen for pretty cheap. You can actually buy green screen paint, and you can just paint like a section of your wall. What would be really cool is if you painted the whole interior of your house green, the green screen paint, and then shot a film inside your apartment and just green screen the background. That would be a trip if you want to, and then you just take acid with your friends and design the background. I also had a friend that did music videos and skateboard videos, and he did this one video of the skateboarder, and he had the skateboarder wearing a green screen suit. Like the suit itself was green screen, so he looked like this like an alien or something with a full body suit that was all green, and he was skateboarding around San Francisco, up and down hills of San Francisco with that thing on. And like my friend like superimposed like all kinds of crazy shit over the guy's body. It's felt psychedelic. You can really have a good time watching that and blasting like Led Zeppelin or something.
I'm sorry, I have to ask another question, being that I was in the monastery for so long. What is a green screen?
A green screen?
Well, we did have a movie once, something about a green door that some of the brothers had in the basement, as you can imagine. But
How many brothers do you have?
Several hundred.
You have several hundred brothers? All right. Okay, the trolls have entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to keep everybody on high alert. The trolls are sniffing around. This could get really interesting. I do appreciate all the love, though. We do have Constantine, Basic
Hey, Caramel
Bitch.
Queen is back.
Caramel Queen is back, and you know what? You know what, One Angry Jew?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to get to talk.
Yes, I have that feeling too, yeah.
Your girlfriend really, really soon. This is going to get really fun.
I'm getting really that feeling as well.
Are you getting moist with anticipation? Because I am.
I have a little bit of pre-cum.
I've got a lot of pre-cum, bro.
It's a bit embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah, Caramel is in Lay Building. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to work up to this, bro?
I don't know. I think you should just let it happen. Just sit back and sort of enjoy it.
Let it flow.
VMAC, are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Oh, man. You know, VMAC, what happens in this? You know what happens in this? The black guy always gets killed first.
I know, so yeah, I know I'm gonna lose connection just I've been clear blue, you know. Yeah.
So it's been great knowing you, bro.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks.
Hold on a second.
Because in the heat of the battle, once you get blown away, I'm not gonna like slow down. I'm just like, fuck, BMAC. Then I get blasted, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah, you know what?
The black guy, you know the frame of the black guy goes next.
I don't know who this Vince. I don't know who this Infinity Guitars guy is, but he's absolutely correct. Pre-cum is a fantastic lube. I have used it on windshield wipers when you know when windshield wipers get dry, and they sort of like leave streaks. You can do amazing things with pre-cum and windshield wipers.
Yeah, you actually can. I actually got some blood out of carpet before.
Exactly. You know, if you have a screw that's stuck that you can't unscrew, it's phenomenal.
Pre-cum windshield wipers, huh?
Well, it sounds like it wouldn't mix, but it really does a nice job.
It's like moisturizer for female hair, too.
Exactly.
Huh. I never thought about that.
It's kind of like nipple cream. I don't know if you ever had any of that.
No, not familiar with that either.
Yeah,
man, no. I got to really update my what do they call it? Toiletries? What are they? Your stuff in your medicine cabinet? I really need to update. I know there's a lot of products that I'm missing. It sounds like they're way more than I really thought.
And maybe the Caramel Queen has a poem for us.
Oh yeah, we should definitely get to some erotic poetry in a little bit. I want to encourage people to join us here. The number is 347-826-7667. We've got the lines are wide open. We're waiting for your calls.
The lines like my legs.
Oh, man. Is it like the juice running down your leg?
No, I sit in a leather chair, so I just sort of wipe up when I'm done.
All right. Well, I'm gonna wipe up my pre-cum and take.
I like to rub it between my fingers. That's you ever do that?
I'm doing that right now, actually. That's
well, no, and see how long it takes before.
And
it goes
and for
back.
Those of you who are watching the Insider Extreme Cam, that's for you right there. You caught that, didn't you? Right as he said it. Oh, having good times. All right, I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to – it's VMAC, Father Troll, and Vincent the Bay versus the Trolls. Or actually, it's Caramel and the Trolls, right?
I guess these people are my homies, right?
Yeah, these are your people. You're a self-hating troll is what you are.
Oh, Benjamin has made that abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with the self-hating trolls right here on Blog Talk Radio and your disorderly conduct program. Join us right now, 347-826-7667.
Yeah.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back on the Disorderly Conduct program. Vince in the Bay, our host. And I'm broadcasting live from the South Bay. And speaking of the South Bay, we have Goofy Bone with us on the line now. Welcome, Goofy.
Thanks, Vince. What's up, everybody? Shout out to VMAC. And who else we got on the line? One Angry Jew. What's up, One Angry Jew? Nice to meet you.
Okay. Hello? You guys are unmuted. One Angry Geo and VMAC, if you guys are...
I'm sorry, I had muted myself, sir. Father Troll, thank you.
I'm sorry, Father Troll. Father Troll.
I thought they left, but I can say the right names or something, you know?
No. One Angry Jew's not here, that's Father Troll, I'm sorry. Father Troll's here, he's kind of like, in the horror film when it's the attack of the trolls and we have, an ordained troll that's, sort of like the self-hating troll that's going to, help us fight the trolls.
Oh, yeah. So he's got to be one against everybody else, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got VMAC, who's the token black guy, who's going to get wasted first. And now...
I guarantee I'll get wasted next, because I'm the
Mexican. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you're here. So now we got the Mexicans going to get blown away second. That's going to be played by Goofy. So...
I hope I get a grenade in my face. I don't want to stick around just to get shot a couple of times and sit there and bleed to death.
I know. You know it'd be brutal for us. You'd probably be sitting under a tree getting high or something, and then something just comes from the back and it cuts your head completely off.
One of the trolls run me over with a garbage truck or some shit like that.
I know, right? rapper. Oh, hey, I'll beat you in the head because you know they got some hard shoes, but this particular troll, his shoes are made like Jordan, but it just has the buckle on it.
Well, if the trolls are listening, I hope they have a list. You'll be first, V-Mac, I'll be second.
Oh, they're listening. They are listening, believe me. And we also have from the 814, is that Lady Slugga?
No, it's Candy.
Oh, Candy. Candy's up there.
Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. The hookers have arrived.
So, Vince, how did that earthquake go?
What earthquake?
The earthquake that you have?
Which one? There's an earthquake like every 10 minutes. I can't keep track of them anymore.
The one that shut off the BTR.
What earthquake that shut off BTR?
That's good.
Wow.
You know what it was? It was just two black women walking down a California sidewalk.
No. It was Angry Drew's mom coming through town. That's what it was.
All right, hold on. Vince, I'd like to say something to Candy.
Go ahead, Father.
But wait a minute. Yeah. Are we supposed to laugh on that?
No.
I don't know.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I'm going to go back sitting down. I'm sorry.
All right. Candy?
Candy's not here right now. It's Breezy.
Okay, Breezy.
It's Breezy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Candy. My bad.
No, it's Breezy.
All right. Could we turn off the ghetto music in the back, please?
Yeah, Breezy, could you turn down your... Yeah, please. Thank you.
Turn it down.
Yeah. There you go.
I know you've probably been told that.
Thank you. Very nice.
I know you've probably been told that 1,000 times before, and you keep forgetting, but just if you could turn it off. Maybe down isn't the right way. Maybe if you could just turn it off.
The volume, that is.
Right.
Actually, the entire on-off button, power, you can just unplug it. That'll work, too.
Hey,
you
know
what? So if you got a little hammer, you can hit it.
So what, you're trying to ruin my jam because I'm jamming out?
We kind of got this jam going on over here.
Why would you jam out and call a radio show? That's what I don't understand.
She's a hooker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Breezy.
No, I think he's talking about his mom's a hooker.
Oh,
not
my
me.
God.
I'm not no hooker.
Okay, so that's Breezy. Then we got a caller over here on the 480. Go ahead, you're live on the air, caller. Oh, actually, your hand's not up. Maybe you're just listening. My bad. Okay, so they're back and muted. Okay, guys, are you ready for the trolls?
Yes, please let my people in.
Okay, you asked for it. Here we go.
Are they treasure trolls with little gems in their belly button?
Probably. I don't know. Let's find out. We're going to go. What?
Can I hug one of them?
I hope so. Let's go to the...
Is that like pig wrestling?
So, Caramel Queen, you are live. What's on your mind?
Hey.
What's up, baby?
What's up, you sexy bitches?
Exactly.
Oh.
I think that was actually a question directed to Breezy. Breezy?
What up?
She was asking about sexy bitches.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, there she is.
What Angry Jew on the phone here?
He's totally on the phone here.
No, he's in the chat. He's in the chat room.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's in the chat room. We have a lot of people on the line right now. Actually, we have Breezy, we have VMAC, we have Father.
Hang up on him.
Well, give me a second. We got Father Troll, and we have Goofy Bo.
Yeah, hang up on all the dudes and just leave the woman on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your wish is my command.
Let's get a three somethings.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You got it.
Put the other 760 call on the line.
The other what?
The other 760 call, put them on two.
Okay. Your wish is my command.
Thanks.
Is that regular popcorn?
All right. Both 760s are on the line. Let's also put the 520 on the line while we're out at it, shall we?
Can we change the topic of this to cookie looking to me? I need help, thanks.
520, you're live on the air, too.
I'm angry at you, and not at you. It has an under penis, and it's about 3.2 inches long when erect, haha.
Okay.
I feel
like a person for erectile dysfunction.
I don't know what that's all about.
Can I read a poem?
Please.
These trolls stink.
I know. They were way better the first time.
Yeah. I like crack
person
out trolls.
The person that said we stink sounds like he weighs 600 pounds.
Who?
Can these trolls give head?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
That's funny.
That's a potty mouth troll right there.
Okay, it's time for my poem. So the pressed obese guy can shut up. All right. This poem is called Golden. I'm dirty, baby. Oh. I need a shower. Tonight, I'm no lady. It's your hour for power. I need to bathe, and I need your help. I've been bad. I've misbehaved. Tie me down and make me yelp. Baby, it's cold outside, and I need to feel your warmth. In you, my deep, dark secrets I will confide. My secret fetish you will soon unearth. I'll tie you down by the fireplace. Don't make a sound, or I'll fuck you in the face. I'm going to slowly strip off your clothes and caress your meat. Give a little blow while you're tied down to that seat. But I won't suck too much, because I don't want to get it hard. A different liquid I want to touch. Tonight, we're doing something a little more avant-garde. After I'm done sucking, I'll untie you from the chair. No, we ain't doing no fucking. This is more fun, I swear. I want to feel your hot yellow discharge, your Poland Spring surprise.
Yellow
warm me up with your electric charge.
Yeah, dude, mine isn't
Let's
yellow
don't get
either.
It in my eyes.
What?
Release your
what
loin
kind of guys are you,
and let
your
water
are you
flow
running
flow.
With?
Urination?
Dress your groin. Give my cold body that warm golden glow. And that's that piece.
You know what? It sucks the second time they read it.
So trolls like to get to eat on?
That was amazing. I'm sorry. I need a tissue.
I don't know. I like to pee on trolls.
Yeah?
This is right. Father Troll is... You're speaking Father Troll's language.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's how you would be.
I thought the speaking language. I had to be talking about Cheetos or something.
I would like to place my penis in your anus and pee.
Ooh.
Ew.
Ooh. Hey, I have to share the gallon of milk in your lactose. That's why.
I would like to give you a pee enema.
Wow.
Thank you. Very nice.
That's nice. Do you like when you get a pee enema from guys?
Yeah, they were better the first time around.
Have you ever... Hey, and I have a question for the fat one.
Are you talking to Father Troll or to V-Man?
Which one's the fat one?
Who's the fat
one? You.
I'm sorry, which one?
Are you speaking to the
black man?
I don't know, the one that sounds really fat.
The black man.
I don't know.
T-Mac ain't fat.
I'm not fat. I'm colored. So refer to me as a colored man.
What about a fat man?
I'll be the fat man for today.
No.
Okay, if you're gonna be fat man, can I call you if you call me fat man, can I call you a crack whore?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Candy's okay. Candy's still not on the line. We'll go get her though.
Oh, wait a second. Let me get Candy. My bad. She's here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you need a crack whore, we'll always support. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Thank you for filling in. It's much appreciated.
I heard that Father Troll wants to recreate Two Girls, One Cup with Iconoclast from the chat.
Wow.
That's kind of an open, common knowledge, actually. I don't think that's...
Can we get the girl with the vagina poem back? Because I liked her better.
Yeah, she was way... I would much...
What vagina poem?
Vagina poems myself.
Well, I'm sure that you've forgotten in your trolling, but the girl with the vagina
Father
poem
Troll
is much
today,
better.
No, same chick. She wants... He just wants you to talk about... To
I guess he looks like a troll.
Poetry some more.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you just need something to, like, jack off to?
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah,
I was actually
perfectly fine with the first one. I came about halfway through that first one.
I'm
good.
Are you looking at Justin Bieber? Because that explains it.
Vince, Lady Slugga is taking has a problem with my use of the word crack whore. And I wish she would put a K in there.
How about you not
really
talk
awesome.
About Lady Slugga unless she's on the phone?
Well, she's in the chat room arguing.
Oh,
it don't matter.
Holiday poem, please? Everybody shut up. Let me read a holiday poem.
No. Who's reading the holiday poem?
Me.
Who are you?
No.
I'm the poet, Caramel Queen.
You say that as if you're not sure. Are you sure that you're
no,
you?
she was actually kind of surprised you didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
Right.
As I was. I thought it was pretty obvious who she was. You were actually
My next poem is called My Big Black Friday. It was the night after Thanksgiving and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring except my fat ass. My man was hung, you can suck him if you dare. If you do a good job, his cum he will share. I ate so much turkey, I ate so much bread. To the nearest gym you need to guide me, bring me there, and I'll give you head. I ate a whole cream pie, if you know what I mean. I feel so fat, I want to die. My shit's coming out blue-green. But all that don't matter when your man don't care. My man makes my coochie lips go pitter-patter when his big black dick he does share. With him, I could wear 1,000 pounds. My impressive eating habits astound. Eat a whole fucking turkey up, then suck his big dick like I know what's up. Who the hell needs gravy when your man can come rivers? Come here and top my plate, baby. Tastes so good, it gives me the shivers. Wash it all down with a big glass of eggnog. That's silky, creamy, white shit. Oh my fucking God, it tastes so delectable. I slurp every last little bit. Turkey Day is over. It's time to trim the tree. Put on the radio, looking for festive tunes, but instead we hear Britney's 3. Not only you and me, 4, 5, 6. I like to suck many dicks. 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
Put your dick in my behind. Go ahead. I don't mind, but please be kind.
Really? Okay.
Hurry up. It's time. Pop that bottle of lube and unwind. It's your turn to shine, just as long as my hole you can find. When we're done, I'm going to eat a whole pumpkin pie, none for you, hun. I'm not sharing. Try to take some and you'll die. What the hell's your problem? I thought you liked my juicy thighs. My buxom
I do.
Busy.
I totally do.
My bit clit. Did you just call me fat?
No.
Oh, hell no, bitch. I'm a little bloated from all the festivities, but I ain't going to deal with that. I'm going to get me a baseball
voluptuous.
Bat.
Voluptuous.
$14.99 Black Friday sale. How about that? You were my big Black Friday. You ride inside me, made it all okay. And now you gotta diss me and think that later you can kiss me? Fuck you, we're done, and no, I ain't okay. That's why I just bashed his brains out, then cut his big Black Friday dick off with a knife. Just in case he was still alive, I got my dildo. Practiced sodomy on that motherfucker?
Ooh.
He laid still, though. Oh,
wow.
Fuck, I guess he's dead. I'm tired, it's time for bed. And that's that piece.
Thank you, very nice.
So, the most awesome stories you've been black men like fat white women.
Basically, I'm going to bring Lady Slugga onto the panel here. Lady Slugga, what did you think of that fine piece of poetry?
She sounds good. it's just a little strange, and I'm not used to hearing stuff so raw like that, but that's great. What the fuck is your problem, Angry Jew? You have to fucking say something ignorant? Like, what is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
One Angry Jew's not here. That's actually Father Troll.
Yeah, like I said, One Angry Jew. What the fuck is your problem? You always gotta run your mouth.
Yeah, he called y'all crack whore.
No, he called Candy. He called Candy a crack whore. I heard him.
Well, how could
no,
you hear?
Drown soda. No, Lady Slugger is a female.
Okay. So I think we have another caller here.
It's probably Basic Bitch.
Nope, it's not. It's is it Basic Bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Basic Bitch, are you on the line? Basic Bitch,
he's
yes.
Muted.
No.
You have him muted.
No, he's unmuted. If he's in the 209, he's unmuted.
No, that's not him.
Oh, it's not Basic Bitch, but I love Basic Bitch. He's awesome.
Yeah. And who is that loves Basic Bitch so much?
Me. My name is Katie Couric.
Katie Couric? Wow, Katie. It's great to have you here on the program.
No problem. I love the show.
I know. Katie's
first
actually
a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, Katie. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Have you been listening to all the wonderful poetry that we've been witnessing here in the program? How do you feel?
For a while, Carmel Queen was on my show. Basic Bitch was on my show too. They're flawless. She read a poem on my show about penis. So I was like, wow, penis. And then I was like,
who? What is her name? Who is the one that was reading the poem?
Caramel Queen. Caramel, caramel, potato,
potato.
Hey, Basic Bitch, I love you. You're flawless.
So good. Father Malachi Troll is now in the chat room.
Technically, and One Angry Jew is not the father of the trolls. I guess I would be the mother of them because they're all little kids, and they kind of, you know, they thought I was listening to Vince's show, and I think that's how they came about. Well, because Basic Bitch, Carmel Queen, Praise Gaga, like, they were part of my show. I think that's like.
Oh, that's your crew. That's your crew. That's
it's
cool.
So One Angry Jew is trying to steal my love. Like, he's trying to steal my kids, but that's not cool. Don't steal my kids. I love these kids.
Well, good thing One Angry Jew is not here. But we do have...
Hey,
we do have,
muted?
No, you're not muted.
Oh, I have a question.
Okay.
For all
go
the male
ahead.
Callers?
Yes, go ahead.
How big is your penis? What are your penis sizes?
Right now, or fully erect?
I don't know. Are you a grower or a shower?
I'm a grower.
Oh, then right now is funnier.
Because I'm grown right now.
37.
Oh. Then why'd you ask right now or when you're fully erect?
2 inches.
Because I thought the way that you would answer... I would give you the bigger number.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah.
Give me the right number.
All right, I'll do that.
2 inches.
Okay, and the fat man and obese troll, you too.
I'm a little over six. I'm like 6.5.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to need you to show some respect and call me father.
Yeah, my
call
name's not
Fat Piece
Dad.
Of shit.
How about I just call you Fat Dad?
No, that won't do it. Again, it'll have to be father or nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck you, piece of shit.
I'm surprised you don't want us to call you Daddy.
Who keeps saying that?
Two inches.
Fuck you, piece of shit.
That, I'm sorry. That's one of my new. That's one of my new samples I've been playing with.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
What do you think of it? Sounds real, huh?
Sounded real to me.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Are you circumcised?
Totally, totally circumcised.
Oh.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
You sound disappointed. You sound disappointed about that. You rather have an uncircumcised penis?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You like playing with the foreskin?
Yeah, it just tastes better.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the cheese. You like the cheese around.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Honey,
are you
18?
No,
come on.
I'm 35.
What?
I said do it. That's me.
Come on, Queen. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Wow, are you taken?
No, he's not.
I've been taken.
Oh. You gonna be untaken anytime soon?
Said they were 35.
Vince, she's like 15.
Who said
that?
She
said she's 35.
She's
35.
She's
I think
not
she just
35,
sounds kind of young. She just sounds kind of young.
She's 15.
Yeah, so step off, bitch.
All right.
Cat fight me out.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
No. I mean, like,
right.
I'm honest.
All right,
they're
give
really,
it a
really young, and I honestly don't think a whole bunch of adults should be talking to kids.
Vince,
I'm nothing against you. Obviously,
I kind of agree with you too.
Vince.
I mean, like, it's cool. Like, if we all talk about it, but like, honey, you're like 17. Because I know you guys are not old enough. Like 20. I'm not putting you guys down because I love Basic Bitch and Praise Gaga and stuff. Like, I know y'all are really, really young. We just need to watch it for, you know, legal purposes.
Vince, my son, can we mute her for a second?
All right, hang on, dude. Everybody's getting muted except for VMAC. All right, we already lost in this whole debacle. We thought VMAC was going to be the first to go down. No, the Mexican was the first to go down. Goofy Bone has left us, sadly. But it's okay. We have other callers, and we're gonna go to them. We've got about 40 minutes left to go in the show, so we're gonna get everybody in here. The switchboard is on fire. I want to take a moment, really briefly, to thank the chat room, which has just been completely ablaze. A Monet, that would be Amy, my producer. Big ups to her, holding it down in the chat room. I'll talk to you offline, baby, and we'll take care of business, if you know what I'm saying. I want to thank Anna, that piece, Basic Bitch, Beneath Everything, Caramel Queen, Drowned Soda, Father Malachi Troll, Guest 105, Guest 129, Heavenly Angel, Iconoclast TX, Infinity Guitars with a Z, JPJN94, Lady Slugga, Praise Gaga, Something in the Air 1, and Your Girl, Callie. Wow, that's amazing, folks. I really appreciate all the love. There's, again, as always, there's a completely different show going on in the chat room while we have a crazy, crazy show going on. We have 10 callers with hands up right now. This is out of control.
Wow.
This is sick. I want to, where the fuck is my phone? I got to take a picture of this bullshit.
Yeah, good show tonight, man.
Yeah, man, this has been a fantastic program. I appreciate everybody for calling in. My phone is about to die. I gotta get this taken care of. We got the fucking phone lines are lit up. Oh man, I wonder if we can have more than 10 calls at once. I don't know. We'll find out. We got 35 minutes to go. If you want to help us find out if we can have 11 callers at once. Get on your telephone and join us now. We're going to take the next three callers on the air here in just a minute. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. That's right. Use your telephone. Get it? I'll be right back.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have done no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Take a picture of my switchboard, because for a second there we had 11 callers on the switchboard. We did it. We technically had it. And right when I lined up my camera to take a picture of it, one of the callers dropped off. And so I got a picture of it. It was only 10. So if you're out there, and it was a 414 too. Actually, that was VMAC. I think we lost VMAC. Oh, no. Damn. We lost the Mexican, and now we lost the token black guy. Oh, it's getting dire here. But you know what? I think we have addition by subtraction, because I think Amy's here. Amy?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm way better now that you're here. So, what do you think of the show so far?
I think there's some craziness going on tonight.
Yeah, what have you been? You've been in the chat room. I have no idea what's happening in there. Do you?
People are just going back and forth, yelling at each other and stuff about like age and silliness, I guess. But I'm in a good mood. Nobody's bringing me down tonight.
Good. Oh, me too. There's nothing that's gonna. None of these people. I don't care if you're Father Troll or Caramel Queen or Callie. I don't care what your deal is. I'm going to have fun no matter what. Doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, this is obviously a late night show. I mean, if, you allow her to come on and say her poems, like, however they are, whatever, then to each his own.
Exactly. Okay, so we have another caller that's been waiting patiently. This is from the 480. You're on the air. 480, you're live on Disorderly Conduct. Please identify yourself. Going once, 480, you have been unmuted. You have your 480 was listening the entire time with hand down, and they raised their hand, and I've unmuted 480. Going twice, Father Malachi Troll, I do know that you're on the phone, and we're going to come to you in just a second. I just wanted to try to get the 480. But I guess we'll just leave their line open. Because maybe they'll say something. All right.
520.
Oh, God damn it. Are you kidding me? Father Malachi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. All right, everybody is unmuted.
I would never.
Hey!
Hello.
Hey!
Whoa. Except for that bullshit, okay? Sorry, Caramel Queen, but that...
That wasn't me.
Oh, that was funny.
Hello?
Hi.
That wasn't me, bitch.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry you called me bitch. I'm in the Bay Area. I don't know if you noticed, but it's... Vince in the Bay. You know how we say bitch out here?
How?
Bitch!
Bitch! Yeah, so that's how we
do it. I like the remix of that song. Have you heard the remix, Vince?
Which remix?
What's 50 Cent?
Is this Monet on the line, too?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up, girl?
Oh, nothing. Just having some fun tonight.
How old are you, girl? You're breathing hard. Are you turned on?
Is what?
No, I think that's Breezy. That's why she's called Breezy, because she breathes a lot.
Oh, is she overweight?
No, it's not me. Sorry.
I'm not breathing loud.
Somebody's breathing really hard.
It's one angry you.
Can I just give a small shout out to someone in the chat room?
Absolutely.
Okay, Callie, the girl Callie, she has a stanky pussy.
She has a what?
She has a stanky pussy. It's stinks like rotting
oh
trout.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Can we trade her in for a better pussy?
Vince.
But someone got all offended because I called you out.
Yeah. Vince, can we trade that one in for a better classic cunt, please?
Sure. But when she opens...
You were going to say something there? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I muted?
7-6-0-5-4-2-3-9-5-1.
Nobody is muted. Everybody has their mics open.
Yeah. No, 5-10-4-2-3-9-5-1.
Except I can't call back into the show, which sucks. But, oh well.
Oh, isn't Amy on the switchboard?
Amy is not on the switchboard right now, no. We don't have anybody on the switchboard.
Nobody on the switchboard, but everybody's unmuted.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Amy is calling the shots at corporate, at network.
I see. Now, just so I know who the players are.
Yeah.
Amy is the one from a week and a half ago with the leash and collar, right?
Yeah,
probably, yeah. That sounds like her.
All right. Can Basic Bitch is muted? That's probably not a...
Basic Bitch, you're 520? Okay. All right, Basic Bitch. I'm giving you a shot here. You said you're the 520. Basic Bitch, are you live? Your mic's out. Are you there, Basic?
I'm finally on.
Yeah,
hey.
Oh my god, that took so long. What happened?
Well, I've been having some wackiness with my switchboard. I finally have 11 people in my switchboard. I gotta take a picture of this. Nobody hang up. Now we're getting some feedback here. Oh, great. So somebody hangs up. Fuckers. Now it's back down to 10. All right, fuck it. Fuck you people. I'm not going to take a picture again. All right, I already have a picture of 10 people on the goddamn switchboard.
Hey, can you enter 760? Caramel's calling, or Caramel's calling back.
No, Caramel is unmuted. Oh, wait. Where is she? No, she's muted. She's unmuted. Unless she wants me to hang up on her. And all right, Caramel, is that you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, great.
We were talking about Callie's stinky pussy.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Can we go
how
back
it
to that?
Stinks like a rotting trout.
Okay. A rotting what?
Trout.
Trout, specifically a trout.
Yeah, the stinkiest fish.
Okay.
How do you know what she smells like?
I can smell it from here.
In the phone?
No, she stinks up all of North America. When you smell like that foul smell in the wind, that's because Callie opened her legs or took off her pants.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how she thinks she's going to, like, get her way into show's business with a smell like that, but...
This is crazy. I have 12 people. No, 13 people. You know what this thing is doing? It's constantly, like, dumping people, and people are calling back, but it's showing that their original call is still on the line. So...
Why are you putting them all on the line altogether?
Why not? It was fun, wasn't it? Wasn't it fun?
Is anyone even talking?
I think Tiffany wants to see some pictures of the events.
Okay.
Yeah, do you send out nudes to people?
He totally does.
Really?
I think.
That's a voice changer, Vince.
Can you hear him?
All right.
Do you hang up on Lady Sluga?
No. Now, Lady Slugga is unmuted. Lady Slug wants to call back in because it looks like we're getting dropped and are calling back in. So, Callie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, there
hey,
she is.
Hey, what's up, bitch?
Wow, why so harsh, Caramel Queen?
I'm like, not being harsh.
Why the tough love?
I'm being truthful. I'm trying to do her a favor, really.
Okay.
Really?
Besides, friends give each other nicknames, and just Trout Dench or whatever. Trout Bitch? What do you guys think?
I like that.
Yeah? Or Fish Cunt. How about that?
Well, since you're giving people nicknames, then can we call you Miss Hater?
Sure. All right, Fish Cunt, whatever you want,
like,
bitch.
Oh, my God. I talk like this. I say dirty poem on Blog Talk. Oh, my God. Like, oh, my. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. I've, like, never heard of the Arcade Fire, but I love the Cataracts. Oh, my God, you guys. Let's talk about the Grammys.
You know, like, I like it's cool the first time, but it's really immature. Like,
oh,
just
saying. Really? You're just saying? Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm so ashamed right now. LOL.
I'd rather listen to One Angry Jew.
I didn't know how bad that is. Like, really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Really bad.
Oh, my God, like, literally, that is so awful. Oh, my God, Callie, you just made me laugh so hard.
Where is Father Chulpa? I'd rather listen to him than...
I understand how you feel, my child. Most people feel that way.
I really don't want to call you that. I'm originally going to call you your real name, Angry Jew, so, just saying... I'd rather listen to you. And you know how much it pains me to say this, because you know you and I don't get along. And, you know, you just don't get along. And we hate each other. So I really listen
okay,
to
fish
you.
Okay, Fish Cunt. Fish Cunt. No one cares.
But who is that telling me that? Who is that telling me that we hate each other?
What?
Who is that saying that we hate each other?
Oh, this is Sarah, a.k.a. Bristol, a.k.a. Christina Aguilera, a.k.a. Shakira. A.K.A.
Wow.
Oh, or, but, you know, you also call me Melina, Melinda, something like that, I don't know.
Melinda?
Can I call you Flop Tina?
Melinda, is that really you? I don't think so.
Flop.
Can I call you Flop Tina instead of Fish Cut?
Can you prove that you're Melinda?
Extinta.
What?
Yes.
How can you prove
it? Kelly, have you seen Burlesque yet?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Oh, you really should. Yeah, it's the best musical I've ever seen about Tupac and Biggie. You should definitely go see it.
Great.
To boot.
I'm going to wait until it comes on Netflix.
What happened to Vince?
Vince is still here.
I don't know. Fish kind of took over.
And yet I'm still here.
I don't know. Maybe his phone just came. He's probably going to take a picture of the screen.
Yeah, he's probably going to go take some nudes in the bathroom.
Why is Lady Slug promoting her show?
I don't know. Spammer.
I don't know.
You should block her.
I agree.
Exactly.
Kelly, how many personalities do you have?
I'm bipolar, so I have many.
That would still only be one personality.
I have so many personalities, dude, you don't even know.
Fish Cunt, tell us about it.
So sad.
I know. It stinks really bad. I feel bad for you.
Later.
I'm
just like, it's cool. I mean, the only reason why she's mad is because I said something after her poem. Like, she was hella cool before, but then I said, watch what we say because we're underage. Then she got all mad, but she knows I know.
All right, ladies.
Actually,
ladies,
I'm mad because
ladies,
she
can we,
just, like,
can we have
up
a little
in the
bit...
alley and opened her legs, and then my cat ran away because he wondered where
all right,
all the
thank you.
Was.
Thank you. Ladies, we need a little bit of unity on tonight's show.
We can all agree that Fish Cunt is the best name for her, and I think we're all in unity.
I understand. It's a very nice name, and it's a well-thought-out
I agree,
product.
And I think it's very fitting.
I understand that you do. It's a well thought out moniker, and I'm sure you've spent a lot of time on it. But
I did. Thank
you.
I feel like it works on so many levels because not only does her cunt smell like a fish,
right,
but
could
she's
you
also
answer?
A fish
could you
cunt.
Answer a question?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Could you tell me the most disgusting sex act that you're capable of? And you can't use the word fish cunt, so you're gonna have to.
Oh, can I call
Google
it throat snatch?
Throat snatch. Right, would you please tell us?
I like to do the Cali special, also called the salmon plot.
Okay, and what would that be?
Well, I'm not actually capable of doing it. But when Kelly does it, what she does is she just opens her legs.
No, but I was asking you. I wanted to hear from you, not about Kelly.
Oh, well, if my pussy stank about Kelly's, what I would do is open my legs, knock out the smell, and then when she's passed out, then have sex with him. But really, if I were to make a name for that sex act, it would be
right.
The Kelly Salmon Snatch Special.
I see, but nobody understood that because you were jumping in and out. Could you say that again?
Oh, sure. So, if I were physically capable of doing this, this would be the Cali trademark sex move, where you would open your legs and knock the guy out with the smell. So he's unconscious because the pussy would smell so bad. And then when he's passed out, then you have sex. So that would be the sex act. But it's called the Cali Salmon Snatch Special.
That's cool.
And I think
you know my name is Cali, so I don't give a fuck what you say. It's cool.
Okay, Fish Gun, I wasn't asking you.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you one more question here.
Sure.
Do you think that salmon smells bad?
If it's rotting, it does.
Have you ever been to Friday's?
I've been where?
Friday's, it's a restaurant.
No, I've never been there.
Where do you live?
I live in California.
Oh, and they have no Fridays out there?
I think they do. I've just never been to one.
Okay. But do you know where one is?
Sure.
How late are they open?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Right, okay. What restaurants what restaurants have you been to lately?
Subway.
Well, I wouldn't. Hold on. Let me clarify. Okay. I wouldn't exactly consider Subway a restaurant.
A cheap one.
So I was sort of interested in a restaurant where you sit down and somebody brings their food to you and then you pay for it.
I don't go to big chain places because they usually serve really gross food.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Could you say that again?
I usually just go to local places.
Right, local places. Well, like what? Can you have a name of a nice local place?
Why does it matter?
Sure. Lockmere.
What is it?
Oh, hold on.
Well, what part of California are you in?
San Francisco. San Francisco.
San Francisco. They have some fantastic restaurants in San Francisco.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were responsible for them. Do you go to any of them?
What?
Do you go to any of these restaurants?
No.
Carol.
Have you ever done a dine and dash? Have you ever done a dine and dash?
No.
Do you know what a dine and dash is?
Yeah. Good night, I'm sitting in your chairs. I love you.
I'm sorry?
Oh, this is a shout out to the tech. Good night, Infinity Guitars. We love you. And yeah, I hope that trope pussy doesn't keep you up all night either.
Wow, there's something.
Right,
yeah. There's something horribly wrong with your connection. Can you do me a favor? How are you calling the show?
Like on the phone.
Well, like on what kind of phone? A cell phone or a house phone?
A normal phone.
A normal phone. So that
yeah.
would be the kind of phone with a wire.
Yeah.
Are you okay. a blonde?
Could you
no.
trace the wire for me?
Oh.
Could you go to the back of the phone and trace the wire to the wall?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to help you with the sound quality, because I can barely understand you, but I think I can help.
Is this better?
Well, right, but are you close to the wall?
No.
Okay, could you follow it all the way to the wall where it plugs in?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Why is this happening?
Now,
I don't know.
Do you have a pencil eraser?
No.
Do you have a pencil anywhere in the house?
No.
You have nothing with an eraser on it?
Nope.
Okay. How about a flat blade knife or a screwdriver?
Yeah, I have a screwdriver.
All right. Could you go get your screwdriver?
Sure. Okay, I've got it.
All right. What I want you to do is. You see where the telephone connects to the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. Push that little clip that holds the telephone cable into the wall. Pull it out for a quick second and scrape it a couple of times with the...
Don't do that.
Why?
And then plug
Why?
It back in for me.
Don't do that.
Then that would lose the connection on your phone call.
Oh, no, not if you do it real fast. It
no,
stays on.
No, don't listen to him.
Good 2 seconds.
Don't do that.
Before you do that, just hang up and call again. And
wow,
out of the mouth.
All right, why don't you hang up and call again, and let's see if it sounds better.
I'm sure it sounds better now.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think you sound fine.
Thank you.
Out of the mouths of hookers. Listen, can you, could you call, could you hang up
I'm
and
not
call
a hooker.
Back? Could you hang up real quick
yes.
and call back and I'll pick you up. I have the switchboard.
No, you don't.
Which number are you?
What number is there up on the switchboard?
I have several numbers of the switchboard. Which one are you?
Why do you say them if you have the switchboard?
I'm sorry. I can't hear when it's multiple. Dumbass.
Okay, why don't you say
again,
exactly?
Again. All right, look, you have to all.
Basic.
Can you do that?
What?
Basic. Are you going to sleep soon?
Okay.
Am I going to what?
Are you going to sleep soon?
I don't know. I'm kind of bored right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't lie. I think I'm gonna
like
go
what?
To sleep.
Yeah,
like,
can
this
you
show even about?
Can you hang up the phone
oh,
real
it's
quick
like
and then call
even
back?
About anything. I don't even know what this guy is talking about.
Like he just like wanted to.
We were having a sensible conversation earlier about pre-com and windshield wipers.
Hey, how come you weren't
like,
talking
taken...
before?
What?
How come you weren't talking before?
Because I was trying to give you people a chance to voice your opinion, and I've heard what. Sorry, who's got the music playing in the background? Am I gonna have to start muting people?
Wow, that shit is annoying.
Okay, thank you for stopping that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kelly, stop being such a little suck-up, fish cunt.
What other animals does her pussy smell like?
Salmon, haddock, sole, cod, pollock, whitefish, tilapia.
Wait a minute, did you say whitefish? Did you say whitefish?
Yeah,
the
it's Jews, tilapia.
The Jews love whitefish. What kind of whitefish?
Fish.
No, what kind of
Jews
what
love
kind
whitefish.
Of whitefish?
Why do you ask such weird questions?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay, then.
Could you say that again?
And it smells like tuna. Basic, what do you think it smells like?
I've never smelled it, actually. I don't know. I guess I've been pretty lucky.
You have been lucky.
I think I have been lucky, too.
The show's really boring.
Is Callie on the phone?